So, how do people get to the point that they want to kill someone, or sexually assault another, or bully a person, or have deep hatred for people with unique features, or get into gangs? Today, we're going to pray about the anger and hatred category for the most sinful cities in our county. Today, we're going to focus on Rancho Cucamonga, who sadly have been seeing more and more reports of violence, crime, in a variety of areas of the city just in the last 2 months. Wait till you hear the headlines. Man arrested, this was February 27th, in a Glendale business robbery here in Rancho. He lived here. Man is arrested for pointing a laser at a sheriff's department helicopter and almost causing harm to them coming down. Small business owners reeling after Rancho Cucamonga burglaries. $200,000 worth of solar panels were stolen in Rancho. An LA teen was arrested here for shooting a Rancho Cucamonga gas station worker. Students at the Rancho Cucamonga school became ill after eating gummy bears that contained marijuana. A Monterey Park woman arrested after assaulting a high school student in Rancho Cucamonga. An 18-year-old woman arrested for assaulting a high school student. That's how old the person was. Authorities conduct an in-custody death investigation at West Valley Detention Center. Rancho hosts the houses the West Valley Detention Center, which is a prison place for both inmates, both male and female, that are awaiting their sentence. And several inmates have been killed, and even officers have been hurt there within the last year. A 37-year-old man in January was arrested for trying to disarm a deputy in Rancho. A Rancho Cucamonga man is arrested for allegedly attacking a deputy and trying to steal his weapon. A man burglarized restaurants in Yucaipa and Rialto, arrested in Rancho. And somebody threatened a Las Vegas shooting and commit terrorism over divorce in Rancho. Yeah. So, Father, you see and hear the news. You know what's going on in this city. You know that Rancho in the ranking is 131 out of 180, so it's lower than some, and it's 144 for anger and hatred. But the crime grade overall, depending on where you live within the city, is D. The violent crime is C, the property is C minus, and other is D, and that is low. A crime occurs almost every 3 hours, and the top issues are vandalism at 20%, 10% theft, and 5% drug crimes. But it seems like a lot of the crimes that we've been reading here in the news, and granted this is not exhaustive, are people coming from outside the city or that live here and are threatening to do things elsewhere. So, Father, we look to your word and repent of harsh words that it'd be better for people to learn to use a soft answer. We repent of selfish desires for lust, wanting what we want when we want it versus being content with what we have, not reconciling with people that have a grudge against us or who we offended, not being vengeful, being good to those who hurt us and praying for our enemies versus talking bad about them, not being quarrelsome or always trying to pick a fight or argue. Versus being kind and teachable, not resentful. Father, we pray for repentance that leads to a knowledge of the truth. We ask God that your truth of your word would penetrate the hearts of those planning these crimes, that they would be set free from sexual, drug, and alcohol addictions, that Operation Rescue would find and catch more firearms and criminals and be able to apprehend them. And not only put them in West Valley Detention Center, but that there would be strong conviction sentences and punishments for the type of crime. We pray, God, for more task force fines, that they'd be able to find these criminals and stop them and prevent the crime before it happens. We pray that the law would be strong enough that it would put a fear in those that are planning to commit these crimes. We pray for a hedge of protection around the city, that drugs will no longer enter here. Oh God, we are so saddened by the fact that it entered into the high schools and that there were drugs and people have gotten sick there. We know there's been a big push to talk about fentanyl and how it is hurting, and we thank you that they approved the police to be able to use Narcan to stop or to help prevent someone if they are found having taken fentanyl, that it can help bring them back to life. But we are grieved, Father, that over 90 people in the last year died from fentanyl, from police officers finding. That's just the police finding. That's not all that have. So we pray for a stronger reformation in the prisons. We pray for a greater ministry at the West Valley Detention Center here in Rancho Cucamonga. We ask God that more and more ministries will go there and will look for ways to pray for them, to help them, and to have programs that will teach the men, because it's predominantly men, how to be fathers, how to love their children so that they won't grow up and become criminals. May we work from that angle, God. And that there would be programs for juveniles so that they won't become criminals. We pray for conflict management classes to be taught in the prisons and at schools, especially at the community schools where kids are kind of in that midway place where they don't know what they want to do. We pray for the Superior Courthouse that's in Rancho. We pray for the judges. We lift them up, the defense lawyers and the prosecutors and all the parole officers, everybody that's involved, probation that's involved here. And we ask God that you would grant them ways in which they could minister the righteously, that they would really lay down the law and put a fear in people to not commit crimes, realizing that the sentence would be very high and it would be based on the thing that they committed. We pray for prevention, but mostly we pray for revival. We pray for these prisoners to come to know Jesus, to share their faith. We pray for prison chaplains that will boldly share the gospel, for the gospel, the Bibles to get placed in there, and that these men and women will come to know you and as a result be completely transformed, that they be able to find jobs when they get out and be able to become a good citizen. Again, God, only you can change people and bring that transformation that would bring about a reformation in this city. In Jesus' name, amen.